All right, so you're diving deep into the world of organic and non-toxic products, huh?
Seems like it.
Looks like we've got some interesting stuff to unpack here, especially when it comes to the kitchen.
Yeah, your sources really highlight this whole trend of wanting to make healthier choices for our homes.
Absolutely. It's definitely something on a lot of people's minds these days.
For sure. And what's really interesting is that this isn't just a passing fad.
Right.
One of your sources, smartshoppinginsights.com, actually calls it a revolution.
A revolution, huh?
Yeah, and I think they have a point, this movement towards organic and non-toxic products. It really speaks to a growing awareness of how all these environmental toxins and synthetic chemicals might be affecting our health.
Yeah, and it's not like this is brand new. I mean, remember a few years back when there were all those studies about hormone disruptors?
Oh, absolutely. Those were a huge wake-up call for a lot of people.
Definitely. And that actually ties in perfectly with the article you highlighted about BPA-free glass.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, BPA is like the chemical that everyone's worried
All
about,
right.
leaching out of plastics and all that. And it's in so many things. Like, think about it. Water bottles, those takeout containers we all use.
It's everywhere.
But the research on its potential effects, even in those tiny doses, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's definitely concerning. And the thing is, BPA, it's known to mimic estrogen in the body, which can really throw off hormonal balance.
And that can lead to a whole host of problems, right?
Exactly. The Smart Shopping Insights blog really emphasizes this idea of a toxin-free lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And I mean, yeah, that might sound a little extreme.
A little unrealistic, maybe.
Yeah, like a tall order for most people,
Right.
but it's not really about being perfect. It's just about making those conscious choices whenever you can. And switching to glass for food storage, that's a great place to start.
Totally. And you know, it's funny, the article you sent about the benefits of glass storage, it also mentioned that glass is better for acidic foods.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I know you're big on those tomato-based sauces
I am big fan.
and citrus fruits and all that. So it's something to think about, right?
Absolutely. Something to keep in mind when you're whipping up all those delicious meals.
Exactly. But now, okay, glass is great for storage, but what about when you're actually cooking?
Now you're talking cookware.
Yes. Which brings us to that blog you found on Amazon about clean kitchen essentials.
Right.
And they're really pushing stainless steel as the safer alternative to non-stick.
And for good reason, some of those non-stick coatings, they can contain some pretty iffy chemicals.
Right.
Well, you've got things like PFOA, for example.
Okay.
And when those get heated up, they can release fumes that have been linked to all sorts of, well, health issues.
Yeah, it really makes you stop and think about the long-term impact of what we're using to cook our food every day.
Does it?
Okay, so stainless steel. I'll admit, it's super durable. I mean, my grandmother still uses the same set she got as a wedding gift, but isn't it a little harder to cook with?
That's a fair point. It definitely can be a little trickier.
Does that trade-off worry you?
I mean, it's a valid concern for sure. Stainless steel does require a bit more attention. Like
Right.
you need to use the right oils, make sure it's heated properly so your food doesn't stick.
Oh, yeah. You definitely learned that the hard way.
But for a lot of people, that peace of mind, knowing they're not potentially exposing themselves and their families to those harmful chemicals,
Yeah.
that might just be worth it.
It's all about priorities.
Right, exactly.
Okay. It sounds like the big takeaway here is that being more mindful of the products we're using, especially in our kitchens, where we're preparing the food we eat,
Right.
can have a real impact on our well-being.
Absolutely. It's all about those small steps, making informed choices, and finding that balance that works for you. So now that you've learned a bit more about the potential impact of those everyday products, what's one change you're feeling inspired to make in your own home?
That's a great question for everyone listening. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.
See you then.